Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Nashville will host the Super Bowl in 2030. Officials around the city are elated. Dina Ivey is in the business of tourism. She's the president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation, and she's thinking globally.
I'm most excited about the Super Bowl coming to Nashville in 2030 because it'll put our city on an international stage. With 147 million viewers, 200 countries, we couldn't buy that kind of exposure.
Officials are trying to grow the international market for the city, and she said that the broadcast has the potential to bring in tourists and new businesses. The NFL was drawn to Nashville because they will be able to match the city's musical identity with the identity of the big game. Ivy said the branding for the Super Bowl will be based on the neon lights of Broadway. Another factor that officials say helped Nashville's bid was its success with the NFL draft in 2019. At the time, the league estimated attendance at a draft record 600,000 people. Two Tennessee men pleaded guilty to Clean Water Act violations, the Department of Justice announced today. An investigation found they illegally dumped sewage and landfill polluted water into Nashville's wastewater system. Prosecutors say the case should, quote, send a message about the seriousness of these violations. The men were working together for the waste hauling company On-Site Environmental when they reportedly told employees to skip required water treatment processes in 2022 and 2023. They also told co-workers to tamper with monitoring devices to cover it up. The company already admitted to problems and paid a fine over $500,000. Metro also brought legal action and recouped hundreds of thousands more. The city said it also had to make repairs because of On-Site Environmental. The two employees, David Stark and Caleb Randall, await sentencing in August and face potential prison time in a fine. There's a new state park in Warren County. It's called Cardwell Mountain State Archaeological Park. It sits above the Cumberland Caverns cave system. That system is one of the longest in the state, spanning 27 passable miles. The park will span roughly 534 acres at the time and honor evidence of Native American life, including a 1,000-year-old 15-foot earthen monument.